The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This week on the Breakup Breakdown.
I guess I should have seen the signs. I wasn't like a stranger to breakups. Just usually they all kind of like made sense once you thought about it.
It was like a four-year relationship, ended very abruptly with no real explanations. Decided to like look up like wherever she'd been employed and, you know, list all their academics. And it's like outside of work, they also enjoy going to the lake with their fiance.
That's weird. She told me she was never going to get married. I finally got that closure that so many people seek. It's a weird way of finding it for sure.
Getting closure after a breakup is sort of like finding Bigfoot. Like, unless the answers are right in front of you, it can feel impossible to attain. Welcome to Season 6, Episode 4 of The Breakup Breakdown, which is our first follow-up episode where our first male interview from a couple years ago, who was searching for why his relationship ended, says he finally knows why and he's here to tell all. I'm your host and lead relationship PI, Abby Murphy. And I'm sure you're wondering, Abby, love this podcast. How do I get my story on The Breakup Breakdown? The Breakup Breakdown takes submissions through a form in the episode description. So if you head down there, you'll find a little Google form where you can fill out a little questionnaire where you can tell me about your own breakup story, somebody that you know who might want to come on the podcast, or maybe you want to give me an anonymous tip from TikTok, or you can be a little ballsy and submit somebody that you can tell has gone through a breakup. They're like soft launching it on social media, but they're not really giving the details because, like, why would they? Again, you can find that submission form in the episode description. And as always, if you want to jump to a certain part of the interview, you can find timestamps in the episode description. Hey, Heartbreakers, welcome back to another episode of The Breakup Breakdown. Always appreciate you tuning in. So we have a episode, which is the first of its kind. It's our first follow-up episode where we are talking to somebody who was on the podcast like a year or two ago. It was our first male interview from, I think, like season two. I'm going to link, obviously, the original episode in the description. So if you want to go back and like listen to it before you hear this one, you can for sure do that. But he came on the podcast not really knowing why his relationship ended. And it was such a fun interview because it was the first interview I had where a guy came on, but it was also sort of like we were doing the investigating together. Like, we were trying to dig deep into what had happened during his breakup and hypothesize, I guess, as to why she may have chosen to end his relationship. And I threw out some things that I think might have made sense, but now we know for sure what happened. But before we get into the episode, every week we give a shout out to a different domestic violence shelter throughout the country just to raise more awareness. And this week we're shouting out Safe Shelter in Savannah, Georgia. They're a private nonprofit organization that provides services to all victims of domestic violence and at no cost. To find out those details on how you can support them or get help in Savannah, check out the episode description again. Also, the live podcast that I did a couple months ago, back in May, is still available. It's through Vimeo. The episode is titled When She Was Catfished for 8 Years. And my coworker Amber came on and did the live podcast with me. And she explained how she stayed in an online relationship for nearly a decade. It was so fun to talk to her because obviously she's my friend and I care about her. But also, like, where do you meet somebody online other than a dating app where you would start a relationship with them? Like, I don't know. Maybe I'm just more paranoid than the average person. but if I'm meeting you on a website that's not like strictly Bumble or Hinge or Tinder, I'm not doing anything in a romantic sense. I know things can start anywhere, but I don't know, it just creeps me out a little bit. So that's why I was so excited to talk to her. And I think you'll find the reasons why she stayed in that relationship to be very, very relatable. So again, if you want to check it out, it's linked in the episode description. Okay, so into this week's submission, I guess this would be a self-submission because I got an email from somebody that I interviewed a couple of years ago. It was our first male interview, which I was so excited about because, as you know, if you've been listening for a while, men don't really like to come on the podcast. They don't really like to talk about what went on in their breakup. And I don't think that means that men are any less victims to bad breakups. I just think they prefer not to talk about it. And so it was so fun to get to talk to somebody who A, was a guy who had gone through a breakup, but B, had also been very open about his therapy journey after the breakup ended, which I think a lot of men could benefit from as well. And I think the stigma around it needs to be cut out. So I love that we were able to normalize it. But the submission from that episode was basically our interviewee and his now ex-girlfriend were like that couple that you would see as a unit in a friend group. You know, they were together for 4 years. And when you invite one of them, you invite the other. Like they were just a pair. And then when you break up and it kind of seems like the friends have to pick sides, you wonder what would go on in that breakup. So he came on and basically was like, dude, hell if I know. I would love to find out why my girlfriend broke up with me.
We'd gotten into an argument on that trip, but again, nothing that was like earth shattering. And 2 days afterwards, as she was like kind of wrapping up her little law school session online, she closed her laptop, come into the living room and kind of just like stood in front of me and said, I've had this feeling in the pit of my stomach and I don't really know how to deal with it. I'm done. There was no inkling. There was no, we weren't less intimate. We weren't not talking. We weren't like faced away from each other. There was no pattern had changed that I could visibly see. As far as I was aware, that morning, I was going to go to bed that night and it was going to be just another casual day.
So first of all, the breakup comes out of nowhere. You're having like a typical Saturday, hanging out with your dog, eating Chinese takeout, watching some Netflix. And then when you press your now ex-girlfriend for answers after she breaks up with you on a regular Tuesday, you're going to want some explanations why. He said that she ended up bringing him a list. So after she gives him the list and we dove a little bit more into how he was feeling after that breakup because he was blindsided, I kind of threw out some ideas because I think the way men and women break off relationships from like a population level is very, very different. Based off of this podcast, my hypothesis with a lot of guys who are emotionally immature when they're trying to break off a relationship will do something that will make either their partner resent them or implode the relationship from the inside out. So maybe they slowly withdraw affection and then maybe that leads to cheating or maybe that person does something that would be unforgivable. So instead of them looking like the bad guy and breaking things off directly, it ends up falling on the woman's shoulders to leave that relationship, which sucks. And then on the flip side, I think the toxic thing that women can do in relationships when breaking it off instead of just full on communicating is we will sort of break up with a guy or a girl in our head over a period of time and then gather all this evidence as to why this isn't the right relationship for us. And then one day something happens. It's like, okay, that's the last straw. And it doesn't have to be something big. It could just be like the way somebody communicates with your family that's always bothered you, but you really couldn't quite put your finger on why it bothered you. You just, something just didn't feel right. I think a lot of girls will joke that, and this has kind of been getting really popular on TikTok recently, is girls will be like, well, I broke up with him because he did this because my future husband would never do that. Like we have this weird Ken doll in our head that we think the person we're going to marry is going to be like. And then when the person in front of us doesn't act in that way, we use that as a reason to just cut things off. Whether that's right or wrong, I don't know. That I'm just speaking the truth for the women out there, or at least the women that I know and the women that I've seen all over my TikTok. So that was my hypothesis. For this girl, I think she just over a period of time collected things in her mind that bothered her about this relationship that weren't necessarily bad, but just didn't feel right for her. And then one day she just decided to pull the trigger and get out. And that is incredibly jarring when you think everything is fine and this person has this quiet resentment towards you. Sure, the breakup has been happening for them for the last 3 months, but for you, this is brand new. And that's incredibly difficult to move on from. On top of that, they've been in a relationship for 4 years and now their friends kind of have to like choose sides. And now it's not just your relationship that's blown up, but it's your entire life, your entire friend group that has imploded. And suddenly you have to figure things out from square one again. It's so challenging, which is why I think the original interview was such a raw and honest and fun conversation. So again, you can check out the original story if you want to catch up in the episode description. But now he's returned to talk about the things that he has found in the years following that has finally given him closure to be able to move on fully from this relationship now that he knows what happened. And let's be clear, when I interviewed him, it was a breakup that had been pretty fresh. And that was like maybe like what, a year and a half ago, 2 years ago. So everything you're about to hear is pretty newly developed. So let's get into it when we break down this week's breakup.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new, so step into the spotlight, enjoy the excitement, and play today at ChumbaCasino.com.
Ch-ch-ch-ch-chumba. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Okay, nice. So last time we talked, you had just gone through like a pretty serious breakup. And I just remember that conversation. It seemed like you were just grasping for answers and trying to make sense of what had just happened. Kind of give me a recap of that breakup for people who might have forgotten what happened.
For sure. Yeah, it was like a 4-year relationship that started a couple years before the pandemic, went into the pandemic about halfway through it, and ended very abruptly with no real explanations, or it's kind of just a like, I'm done, here's the door kind of thing. And like, it just had never, no reconciliation, never saw the dog again, like a lot, just a very abrupt like ending of things. And like, just a very off guard, what I thought was a very talkative, open type of relationship.
Had she given you an explanation, even if it was just like a bullshit, blah, 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 blah? Had she said, this is why I'm ending things?
Not that time. About a month later, I had sent a text of kind of like, are we ever going to like talk again? I don't really still know what happened. And we had like, we'd have like these occasional brief, actually, I think she came over and dropped off a letter of like, you know, you don't like my friends, you don't like all these things that I did like. So it was like, kind of sucks. And but yeah, that was about the extent of what I ever really found out. Like, she had moved in with another friend of mine ended up moving in with her after she broke up with her boyfriend. And so I kind of thought I'd get answers that way. That never ended up happening. So yeah, I was kind of just laid with that, like, I don't really know. I just kind of all of a sudden it was done.
You reached out to me and you said that you got a little bit more clarity on that breakup. What have you learned since all of that transpired?
Yeah, it actually, well, it's one of those where it's almost like you got to laugh a little bit, where it's like, I guess I should have seen the signs, where, you know, you don't see them on dating apps and they're just kind of very avoidant and kind of like, well, this is all very strange. I wasn't like a stranger to breakups. Just usually they all kind of like made sense once you thought about it. And then this one, I don't remember what, I think it was, I just saw on like LinkedIn, I saw like some sort of like work thing where I was like, oh, that's right. Yeah, I forgot she would probably be graduating law school right about now. Decided to like look up like wherever she'd been employed and saw like, oh, this they, you know, list all their academics, and it's like, outside of work, they also enjoy going to the lake with their fiance.
Oh.
I had to like
Oh, but their fiance. That's weird. She told me she was never going to get married. And this is less time than we had been split up even. And so it was like, oh, interesting. I wonder how, like, I didn't ever find out, like, how far back that went. But, like, it was another one where it was like, oh, this all of a sudden, kind of, like, sudden exit, the sudden, all that stuff is kind of like, oh, yikes. Maybe it was a little more sinister than I thought. Maybe there was something going on that I just didn't realize or... would explain like why kind of like, yeah, no, you can't see this dog. It's going to have a new dog dad kind of thing. Like just very, very like it suddenly like it all clicked in motion. I was like, why didn't I think this the whole time? Why didn't I just assume this?
Wait, so did you put together the timeline at all? Because you said that you were together with her for 4 years and then I interviewed what? I was it a year and a half ago, 2 years ago?
It was, I think, like a year after it, maybe. I don't know. That's a good question. It was still like within where it was still kind of like sensitive to think about kind of thing, you know, yeah. not like a, oh, this was forever ago kind of feeling like it is now.
So she dated and got engaged to this person within less time than you guys had been together, period.
Yeah, it would have been at maximum like 2 years if they, you know, if she took any time off and then like happened to meet this guy later. But I found out a little bit more info because someone let it slip of like, oh, yeah, I heard about that. I saw she was hanging out with like dropped his name. I was like, I think that name, that sounds familiar. Yeah, we are Facebook friends.
Oh, my God. No.
So it was one of those like, oh, well, this is a little more awkward. And then on top of it, then it's like all these people kind of knew it was going on and was like, nobody mentioned this. They never thought I'd find at least a little humor and like, oh, well, that makes sense. But then it was also a weirdly like I finally got that closure that so many people seek where because like for the so long it was kind of like, what was it? But then all of a sudden it's kind of like, oh, this whole thing was kind of just a ruse. I don't know what I was really reading into. And so it kind of, yeah, like suddenly it was like, oh, OK, I'm actually kind of better. Like that whole situation was just fucked up from the beginning. Cool. That's fun.
When you say it made sense, did you feel like they always had a thing? Like, was it a flirtatious friendship that if in the back of your mind, you're like, oh, if she was ever going to end up with somebody and that's not me, it'd be this person?
Very, very opposite. We both kind of knew who like each other would be attracted to and what the types were. I guess part of the healing was like, oh, this is like the most boring person I could have thought of. This is who the rest of life. It was someone that like, yeah, definitely. I was like, oh, okay, I feel better. You know, like you always have that fear of like, God, what if it's just this like smoking hot guy that's a talented artist, you know? And it's like, oh, this is a guy that lives in the middle of Michigan that kind of looks like your every single white guy kind of look. Just like, oh, okay, I'm not worried. I'm not threatened as one of those like, oh. When you look at the whole picture, okay, I guess I feel much better. I'm happy where I'm at. I got to do something a little more swallowed water. I get to look at it as like, I got to do more of my unique life. I got to do some more traveling. I got to kind of live the life that I don't think would have, like, clearly wouldn't have worked out if that was like the end game was like just being okay with the status quo kind of thing. It was that like closure that everybody just hopes to finally get at some point. It's a weird way of finding it for sure.
No, for sure. Do you think that's just what she was after? Like you guys just wanted different things for your life? Because I even remember when I interviewed you, you talked about like the dynamic with her family. Like I got the sense that her family was like very straight laced and didn't like that you were more, you colored outside the lines more. And maybe that's just what she was looking for her life to be.
That was kind of the realization. But it was like, I don't know. For me, that there's still people that like I've been incompatible with and we've remained friends kind of thing. So I was still a little surprised that like it couldn't have been a friendship kind of thing. But yeah, no, it was a realization of like, oh, this is just, I think it was going to be different. It probably was going to pop up at any point. Maybe better that it was before I got too deep into it. But yeah.
4 years. Like, I mean, how much deeper can you get then? Because you also lived together.
Yeah.
And you were together for a significant amount of time. Like, I think it's fully okay to be like, this person knew me on every single intercellular level. And at the end of the day, they still thought it was appropriate to just bounce. And you didn't deserve that. And that wasn't right. And it sucks because I know in hindsight, like, we can see why things played out the way that they did. Like, she wanted different things, but she should have still been an adult about it and just been like, this is just not, there's nothing wrong with you. I just want something different.
Right. And let me see the dog. God damn it.
Give him the fucking dog.
Where it's really coming down to.
That's really, honestly, I would feel the same way like about my pet. Come on. Like, they're basically children.
Oh, entirely. So, like, you still dream about them even if they're gone. Like, they're just, yeah, they're wonderful. I even saw the cat kind of wandering behind you for a second. I know you know the feel.
Oh my God. I've been dealing with this whole situation at my apartment where, like, people keep setting the fire alarm off. But every time it goes off, I'm like, we're gonna die. And I'm like chasing her around. I'm like, we gotta get out. Like, I won't be emotionally okay without you. It's been a whole thing. But how have you been handling things since finding out that information? Have you been able to kind of put a bow on everything, having the full story rather than being stuck in like this purgatory of still having questions?
It definitely, I don't know. I guess it just kind of made everything feel a little like, I don't know if it made a meal food. I was in a good place to find that out too. Like, I was like, well, was am seeing somebody that like kind of like came from a divorce. So we're both kind of coming from that. Like, we both thought things were going to work out, but now we know, like, kind of like, no matter what, just be honest, be open, be like collaborative, be like just your own unique independent people together kind of thing. I think if I had been in a spot where I wasn't quite like work wasn't working out well, or if things had really been down, it might have really been like a devastating blow. But it just kind of, it was one of those where I read and had that, like, I should feel sad. Why don't I feel sad? Like, it just like, it hit, like, I had enough other things going on and enough healthy relationships going on in other places where, like, it just didn't strike where I thought it would, kind of thing.
So you currently are in a new relationship now?
Yeah. So, like, seeing another, coincidentally, they are also a, like, freelancer, do pretty much the same work as me. So it's a, like, I kind of went freelance so that I could, like, work could be life, you know, I enjoy what I do. And, like, they also do it because, like, that's what they enjoy too. So yeah, like, and like, has traveled, has had things like not work out, like somebody that like sees the world through like a similar lens. And like, if things were to not work out, I don't have that fear of like, it would just suddenly erode and I wouldn't know why. Like, I'm well aware that this person would be communicative and mature enough to kind of like approach those things.
Was it hard for you to open up again after feeling, I don't know if betrayed is the right word, but I mean, for a breakup to come out of nowhere, it's like a little bit of a betrayal. So did that come easier because this person is more like you, or is it harder because of your past experiences?
It's definitely harder because that fear still exists, you know, like, even though, like, I'm actively telling myself, like, you know, I just actively said that wouldn't happen. Clearly, that's still like living in there. And there were a couple unhealthy recovering. I definitely had a few unhealthy moments and like also like healthy moments that I like pushed away because one was like, no, we're not doing this again kind of thing. It took a couple years for it to kind of be like essentially waiting for the resolution that I ended up getting. I kept waiting for. And then being like, it's not going to happen. And like, you know, of course, you know, 6 months after I accept it, then all of a sudden you get the closure and you're like, well, I didn't know that's all I had to do.
So
accept it and like, yeah, go through, you have to go through the growing pains. I think it's, you know, what are you going
to
do?
So in your case, and I hate this because I feel like I've always signed off on like the, you have to create your own closure, but you're like, no, I really need like the tangible, like this is why it happened for me to be able to move on.
Entirely. Yeah. Like it's a unfortunate part of my mental state of like, no, I have to know an answer. Like it, like very rarely do I believe like kind of like, oh yeah, no, just change my mind. Like there's you like some sort of factor always. And I just needed to know what that little nugget was. And like, I still don't even know like the order of things. And I also at this point, like, you know, I've tried to reach out occasionally. I've just kind of like, let's go to the bar, let's talk. And it's just met with either silence or kind of like, yes. And then the day of cancel kind of thing. And like, yeah, I don't know. It's definitely, I guess that was kind of a ramble, but it's gotten a lot better, I guess.
Yeah, no. I think that's totally, totally valid. And I can see completely where you're coming from. So for people who are kind of stuck in like that closure purgatory where they really want the answers, like what advice can you give them in terms of just having patience to be able to stick it out until they're able to either create their closure or find on the internet that their ex has a new fiance.
Yeah. Yeah, just Google search constantly. It's one of those ones where, like, I think every case is different. However you cope the best is kind of how you're going to have to cope. And it's not a bad thing to need to cope necessarily. Like, if you need to lean on your friends a little more, lean on them. If you need to find a new hobby that is completely unrelated to anything you've done before, do it. Like, there's a bunch of hoops I had to jump through, and most of them, you know, they all kind of help a little bit. It really is just that persistence in, like, yourself kind of thing. Like, you just gotta, like, as much as you might not, well, I guess you have to learn to like yourself. And so then, like, then you have to really be able to, like, step back and just kind of accept. Like, I have another friend that has not ever had closure, and he was always kind of my, like, well, you'll probably just never know. And he still doesn't really know. Some that happened to him many, many years ago, or one that happened to him many, many years ago, but he's also now moved on and is in a healthy place. You know, like, it's, I think it is just like when you just have to keep trucking, it's not good advice. It's just kind of it's what else are you really going to be able to do? It's accepting what's out of your hands, which, yeah, it took me like 2 years to finally do.
Well, it's practical advice. I mean, that's all you can do when somebody blindsides you and your life is completely flipped upside down. Like, you just have to keep going in one way or another. Like, you're either going to find somebody new that you like better, or you're going to do a deep dive Google search on the internet and you're going to find out. Which, by the way, do you know if there was any, like, crossover between you and this guy while you were together? Like, do you think there was any kind of, like,
I don't know. I wouldn't think so, but I wouldn't have thought a lot of things. Yeah. I'm open to the possibility at this point. At this point, it doesn't make it better or worse, you know? So I think there had to have been at least a discussion or something, like, 'cause I don't think it would have been just kind of a blind hop. And so, like, I'm curious as to what it could have been. 'Cause, like I said, it was never a person that I would, like, it's not the one I would have guessed. And so I don't know. Yeah. The crossover, I guess, doesn't really affect at this point.
Who would you have guessed? I'm curious. And not like us, because obviously nobody would know the specific person.
But right.
Like, what is the archetype of the person that you thought she would have left you for?
Well, I figured it would be kind of like a hometowner, or someone that was, like, from, like, someone she'd known for, like, many, many years, like, all the way back kind of thing. Like, a family friend kind of thing was just what I assumed. And I was right on that sense, but it wasn't the family friend that I expected. There was, like, I just remember a party where she had a friend of hers that was just kind of like making, we always had like a rotating roommate, and he was making just very creepy moves toward. And I remember, like, saying something about her being like, that wasn't creepy. Like, it was like, so it was like, I, from that point on, had that, like, he really looked the other way on a lot of the stuff this guy does now that I think about it. But yeah, then it was a total, you know, I wouldn't say total 180, but, like, pretty damn close of, like, oh, really? Okay. More power to you.
Other than, hey, by the way, she's going to leave you for some other guy and get engaged within 2 years. What would you tell yourself following that breakup that would help you, or any advice that you would have given your previous self as you were trying to cope without the knowledge of what actually was the reason for the breakup?
I think I would have told myself to just keep doing the things that, like, where it doesn't really come up in your head. I have the advantage of having a travel-y lifestyle. So I am able to kind of go to a place where nobody knows who I am, nobody knows any backstories, and really kind of immerse in a new life here and there every so often. To tell myself to look forward to that, and, like, to know, like, yeah, you, right now you're, you know, crying on the floor, but in a couple years, you're going to be eating sushi with strangers in Tokyo, you know, like, look, there, it's not always going to be this way. Like, it's, I have a very big issue with always seeing something as, like, this is just how it is from now on. And to really be able to drive home, like, no, things change, things get better. Things, even if they don't get, like, better in the way you want them, they're better in a different way. And, like, lose that control, the grip you have over, like, what it has to look like to be happy, and just be okay with a new form of happy you didn't know about, or a new lifestyle you didn't entirely know about. Like, there's been a few people that introduced me to new things in the past couple of years. I was like, oh, I thought this stuff was fun, but, like, I didn't think real people did it, you know? And so, like, yeah, I would have told myself to trust in your own, like, falling backwards into like things that will work out.
On Thursday, we're going to have another breakdown bonus episode, and we are going to be talking about closure. Is it the kind of thing that you have to create for yourself? Do you have to find closure within yourself and on your own? Or does closure truly happen when you have the answers that you've been searching for? Something tangible. I don't know. Whether it's someone cheating on you or someone moving on to a guy that they always had a crush on, even though you might think they're boring, they're right for them. So again, we're talking about closure on Thursday. And I will see you whenever you decide to tune in next.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.